Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a level one risk for severe storms from around the triangle and points to the east and southeast. I'll show you when these storms develop coming up.
And breaking news in western Wake County, a crash on NC 540 leading to some big delays this morning. We'll get a live update from Michael Grace.
Tonight, the family and friends of a missing Moore County woman will gather for a prayer vigil. Coming up, I'll explain how new information about her boyfriend's criminal past is coming to light.
And breaking news, Team USA is moving forward in the World Cup. What their draw against Portugal this morning means for their chances to win the tournament. We will talk about that coming up. Not the most exciting way to win a, you know, and to win a soccer game and move on. But, you know, that's all that matters. They're moving on. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, that is when a tie is a win.
Is a win. Yeah, we'll take it.
And a lot of goose eggs on the scoreboard there, just zeros all across. We're glad to have you with us here. 8 a.m. is the time on our Tuesday morning. We get things started. Another risk for severe weather, and that alert is out there. And Amy Wilmoth is here with us right now.
We have a level one risk from around the triangle and points to the east and southeast. Most of the storm energy today will be in our southern and southeastern communities. That's when we have the best chance for some severe storms. The biggest threat would be some damaging winds and the potential for some heavy rain. Around lunchtime, we could see a couple of isolated storms down here to the south. And then beyond lunchtime, we'll see a better chance for some of those scattered showers and storms, mainly south and east of Raleigh. As we head to the evening commute, this is 5 o'clock, just some isolated shower activity down here to the south and east. So most of us will likely stay dry through the evening commute, which would be pretty nice. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. Look how pretty it is. It's a gorgeous start to the day today. Plenty of blue sky and temperatures are pretty nice as well. Warming up a little bit in Roxboro, 66 degrees there. It's 70 degrees right now in Goldsboro, 70 in Southern Pines, 71 in Fayetteville, and 71 in Clinton. Walking the dog this morning, things are fine. It's nice outside, but this afternoon, a few showers and storms will be possible. Temperatures stay pretty comfortable, though. Our high temperature gets up to 87. Brian?
802, still tracking some heavy delays in the western part of Wake County on northbound NC 540 with a crash right around Green Level West Road. Michael Grace is there live now in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with an update on that cleanup and exactly what happened out there, Michael.
Yeah, well, we know that one of these overhead signs was hit by what seems like a tractor trailer, and I'm going to get behind the camera right away and give you a look, but the cleanup is moving along here this morning. Let me brighten this up. Now, you can actually see they've moved this tractor trailer, portions of it, right here. It's tough to see there with the sun glare, but you can see some pretty extensive damage, too. Part of that tractor trailer looks like it was carrying some type of shipping container. They've also got the crane over here, and it looks like they are going to tackle getting that sign out of the way next. Another thing I do want to point out is the Department of Transportation was taking a look at part of the bridge that looks like it may have been hit as well. You can see some scuff marks there. So the cleanup's still underway, but they are moving along. Two lanes open right now, but if you are coming this way, definitely going to want to keep this in mind. Brian?
All right, Michael, thanks for that update. And with a job that big, it's probably going to take a long time for them to open all the lanes out there on the northbound side of 540. This is looking away from that toward the north, so the crash scene is behind us from this camera. And you can see all lanes are open there. It clears up very quickly. And the way this interchange is built, if you can pick up 540 northbound from Green Level West Road, you will be on the other side of those delays. But if you're coming in from Apex, around the 64 interchange there on 540, the backups now begin almost all the way back at 64 and continue all the way toward the Green Level West Road area. Again, as soon as you get through that, it looks fine heading up toward Morrisville Parkway. We've been watching some delays on 87 southbound in Knightdale this morning. A crash reported right around the New Hope Road area, and the backups have been beginning right around Hodge Road. You can see right now looking at a 9-minute delay on that southbound side of 87. You might consider using 64 Business or New Bern Avenue as a good alternate route coming in from the 540 area. Elsewhere around the triangle, the usual slowdowns on 40 westbound right around Gorman Street, but otherwise, we're looking pretty good on I-40 all the way toward the airport and into South Durham. A little busy on 885 as well, as usual, between 147 and I-40, and 540 westbound slowing down in sort of the usual spots there on the north side of Raleigh.
All right, thank you, Brian. Alicia Watts' family and friends will come together for a vigil tonight as they hold on to hope that she will return home safe. The search for the missing Moore County woman is now in its third week. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with new developments that we're learning about Watts' boyfriend. Kelsey.
Good morning. Watts' family is still without answers this morning, and today marks 16 days since she was last seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. Her family, friends, and community members will gather here in Southern Pines tonight for a vigil, praying that she will return home safe. We've learned new information about Dunmore's criminal record in Virginia. WREL obtained court records that show Dunmore was convicted for abduction, stalking, assault, and battery. Watts was last seen on July 16th. 2 days later, Dunmore was found unresponsive in her SUV. The next day, Watts' family filed a missing persons report. Former Raleigh police officer and defense attorney Lee Turner says police have to stay tight-lipped to make sure they don't taint this investigation.
And the fact that he's in her car at a weird location with her purse still there, I mean, there's just a lot of things that really, you know, don't seem right with this situation.
Police haven't released any information about Dunmore's condition or where he could be right now. And tonight's vigil is scheduled for 7 p.m. on New York Avenue in Southern Pines. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Moore County.
Kelsey, thanks for that update. We have breaking news. We have learned a man shot in southern Wake County has died, and another man right there is charged with his murder. Lawrence Menegay is charged and accused of killing 30-year-old Cody Armstrong. The shooting happened around 7 last night on Panther Lake Road in Willow Spring. The WREL breaking news tracker was there. Sheriff's deputies, fire crews, state troopers, and animal control were all working that scene. A second man was also shot and is still in the hospital this morning. Breaking news this morning, as of 5 a.m., the U.S. women's soccer team is moving on in World Cup play. Didn't come easy. It was ugly at times, a bit of a struggle. Their game with Portugal ended in a 0-0 draw. But that was good enough. That's all they needed. Portugal nearly scored with just a few minutes left. What a scare off the goalpost right there. But the U.S. kept the ball out and kept their tournament on. The U.S. finishes second in its group. We'll advance to the round of 16. And after the game, Megan Rapinoe talked about what she'd like to see improved upon for the next match.
Yeah, I think just a little bit calmer. I thought, especially in the first half, there was a lot of space for us to play into and just a little bit rushed. I think, again, we could have switched a point of attack a little bit more. I thought we were finding the whiff, but I think we needed to open them up a little bit more and draw them out. And then obviously just put our chances away when we get them. But yeah, big game. Big game next game.
Hey, win in advance or you tie in advance. Either way, advancing is a good deal. Their next game will be Sunday morning, 5 a.m. We'll find out tomorrow who they'll play. You can watch that game on Fox 50.
People will come together later in Roxborough to remember two teenage best friends who were killed in a crash. It's happening at McDonald's on Madison Boulevard at 8:45 tonight. Authorities say Jordan Humphrey and Isaac Bowen were killed on Saturday morning on Shiloh Road near Dorothy Brooks Lane. A driver in another car identified as Stephen Moore crossed over the center lane. Moore is facing multiple charges, including DWI. Investigators say three others were in the car with the teens, including Bowen's brother, Tyler. He's in the hospital recovering. Well, today, new rules for parents in Wake County who want more say in what students can learn in school could be approved. Plus, there will be an update on staffing concerns as well. WREL's Laura Levine joins us this morning as the County School Board has some pretty big topics on the agenda today, Laura.
Leaders with Wake County Public Schools will discuss two important topics today. The first being a very familiar one. The district will give an update on the ongoing bus driver shortage. This comes after parents have been strongly and recently encouraged to make sure that they have arranged some bus, some transportation for the upcoming school year. And also a final vote on a revised parental inspection policy for books will take place today. The policy committee of the Board of Education is weighing
denying the plan to tackle parents' objections to books and other classroom materials. It involves creating a review committee that would have at least two high school students on it and putting a limit on how often a book can be challenged. This comes as national debate grows over how much power parents should have over their child's education. And that meeting begins at 5:30 this afternoon, and then that is following that update on the bus driver staff shortages at 4 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
All right, Laura Levine reporting live for us. Thanks, Laura. The Mega Millions craze now. It is growing this morning. The jackpot for tonight's drawing, let's call it Mega Billions, shall we? $1.05 billion. If you get lucky and match all those numbers, the lump sum take-home option, cash, $530 million. You can watch the drawing live tonight at 11 right here on WREL.
Well, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is back on the field.
It's just another milestone as far as the journey. You know, it's going to be a long, 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 long journey.
He is making progress, though. Up next, a look at that progress he's made just months after suffering from a cardiac arrest during a game in January.
Plus, theories online have caused zoo officials in China to speak out in defense of their bears. Why people on social media think these bears are actually people in costume.
The radar is quiet this morning. A live look at our dual Doppler 5000. I do expect some storms this afternoon. I'll show you the timeline for those coming up.
. 8:13 is the time right now. This is a live look out at Zebulon. Good morning to you as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Some clouds in the distance, some blue skies there, and starting the day much like yesterday, and we quite possibly could finish it the same way as well. Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center, because we have that risk for severe weather.
We do. I think the biggest chance for any storms today will be south and east of the triangle. I'll show you the timeline in just a moment. Want to point out the radar right now. It's quiet. No rain showing up. In the last 24 hours, though, we've had some pretty decent rainfall totals in the areas that you see shaded in that pinkish purple color, anywhere from about 1.5 to 2 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. And we could see some significant rainfall across some of our southern counties later on this afternoon. For the next few hours, I think we're fine. At lunchtime, though, we could start to see some development down here in our southern counties, and then scattered showers and storms possible through the afternoon. During the evening, I think we might see things settle down a little bit, just a slim chance for a shower or storm during the evening commute. I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I think we'll have a better chance for some of those storms during the afternoon. And then Wednesday, tomorrow, waking up to sunshine, we'll have lower humidity tomorrow. Our rain chances are zero, so a pretty day tomorrow with low humidity and temperatures below normal. A look at Futurecast storm energy, just to point out where we have the most energy for some of these thunderstorms later on this afternoon, and it's in our southern and southeastern communities. That's where we'll have the best chance for maybe some damaging wind gusts and some pockets of some heavy rain with the thunderstorms that develop today. So the severe risk for today, it does include most of the triangle, so I wouldn't rule out an isolated severe storm in the triangle. I do think there's more energy, there's more moisture down here in our southeastern counties. This is probably where we're more likely to see some of those thunderstorms to develop later on this afternoon. Feels pretty good outside if you want to do some outdoor exercise this morning. Get the dog out for a walk. Temperatures are pretty comfortable. It's in the upper 60s in Roxborough and South Hill, low 70s everywhere else. It's 72 in Durham and in Raleigh, 71 degrees right now in Fayetteville, and it's 71 degrees in Goldsboro right now. So the outdoor exercise forecast for the next few hours, we're totally fine and temperatures are not bad at all. For our northern counties, you probably won't get any rain at all today, so outdoor exercise is probably going to be okay this afternoon, this evening too. But some scattered showers and storms, mainly south and east of the triangle later today. Temperatures staying below normal with a high temperature of 87 this afternoon. Looking ahead to Wednesday, our dew points will drop. The humidity is lower. Pretty nice day Wednesday, 88 for the high. Thursday, not bad, 85 for the high. Just a couple of spotty showers or storms in the afternoon and evening. Pretty much the same thing on Friday. A few storms around with temperatures in the mid-80s. And then we're back to some summer-like heat over the weekend. 90 for the high temperature, Saturday, a couple of storms on Sunday with a high temperature of 93 and then mid-90s by Monday. Brian?
It is 8:16, Amy, as we take you back out to the scene at 540 at Green Level West Road. Live pictures from the DOT camera there. A crash involving a tractor trailer that took out that big overhead sign. They're working to get that cleared. They're also working to clear what's left of the tractor trailer crash itself. Two right lanes blocked on the northbound side of 540. If you can pick that up from Green Level West Road, you'll be in good shape. But we're now seeing some heavy delays on that northbound section of the toll road beginning at the 64 interchange, extending all the way up toward Green Level West Road. And again, it may be a while before that's cleared. That is a big job they have on their hands there. So expect this to continue for the next little while at least. You might also consider using 55 as a good alternate route through that area. Just getting reports of a crash on the inbound or eastbound side of Wade Avenue right around the Blue Ridge Road interchange heading out toward 440. Right now, those delays on inbound Wade Avenue begin all the way back at the I-40 split. So coming in from the airport areas back toward Raleigh, you might want to head down to Chapel Hill Road and take that as a good alternate route to get into the west part of Raleigh. Watch for a crash on 40 westbound just beyond the US 1 interchange. A little bit of a slowdown through that area. Also a crash with injuries blocking some lanes on outbound Glenwood Avenue just before you get to Ebenezer Church Road. You can see those backups beginning just past the Lynn Road area out toward Marvino Lane.
All right, thank you, Brian. We have brand new video this morning of the suspect accused of driving his SUV into six people at a North Carolina Walmart. Daniel Gonzalez turned himself into authorities in Lincolnton on Monday. That is just outside of Charlotte. That the 68-year-old told investigators that he accidentally hit the gas when he was turning into a parking space. He says he panicked and left the scene. Authorities now say they do not believe that he intended to hit them. Gonzalez is charged with felony hit and run. The victims are expected to survive.
We're learning more this morning about a terrifying scene and what happened when an SUV filled with kids was shot up. This was in Durham. It happened just after 8:30 Friday at a gas station on Mineral Springs Road. That SUV was stopped at the pump for gas when deputies say another car pulled up and shots were fired between the two. The driver was identified as 19-year-old Jaden Carranza. Another passenger in the SUV, 21-year-old Isaiah Powell, was also arrested.
State lawmakers say they're getting closer to a budget deal, but they're not there yet. Republicans House Speaker Tim Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger said yesterday they've reached an agreement on a tax cut plan. They did not provide details, but it would lower personal and corporate income tax rates further than the cuts already scheduled to happen in the next few years, the next 4 years. However, Moore said it will include revenue triggers, so if the state is not bringing in enough money, the next cuts won't take effect. They're hoping to finish and pass a budget sometime this month. Well, things are looking up for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. He took another step forward on Monday to return to the football field. Hamlin participated in his first padded practice with the team since suffering cardiac arrest in January. The practice session was zero contact, but still was a big and necessary step in his recovery. He says it felt good to be back and take things one play at a time.
AMC is benefiting from Barbie and Oppenheimer. The premiere of both movies gave the company the highest sales week in its 103-year history. Industry observers have dubbed it the Barbenheimer phenomenon. Thanks to Barbie, and Greta Gerwig is now the highest grossing female director for an opening weekend. Combined, the movies made more than $1 billion globally in 10 days.
If you have a new Ford F-150 truck, listen up. Hundreds of thousands of them are being recalled because of a problem with the parking brakes. The recall includes more than 870,000 trucks from 2021 to 2023. Ford says the parking brake may become activated on its own while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. The company says it has gotten nearly 300 reports of parking brakes activating themselves. If you have one of these trucks, you can get it inspected for free at a dealership.
This morning, people are remembering actor Angus Cloud. Cloud is best known for playing Fez on HBO's Euphoria. He died Monday, according to a statement from his family. Cloud's breakout role came in 2019, playing a sweet-natured drug dealer on Euphoria. One of his castmates, Storm Reid, who played Gia on the show, posted a tribute on her Instagram Monday with the caption, "The tears just won't stop." Cloud's family says he lost his father last week and struggled with that loss. The cause of his death has not been determined. Angus Cloud was just 25 years old. North Carolina's Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Division is looking for new employees, and there's a hiring event that's happening today to help fill some vacant positions. These positions will be responsible for directly monitoring, supervising, and mentoring youth housed at the facility. Applicants for these positions may qualify for a $3,000 sign-on bonus. The event is happening in Butner from 9 a.m. until 4 this afternoon. If you're interested, you can drop by the C.A. Dillon Regional Juvenile Detention Center.
Okay, you have to see this. A zoo in China is reassuring people that their sun bears are not people dressed in costumes. Conspiracy theories have been swirling on social media after a video of a sun bear standing on its hind leg, similar to this one, went viral. In the video, the bear looks uncannily human and appears to wave at the crowd. Its fur also appears loose and wrinkled in some places, almost like an ill-fitting bear suit. So people are convinced they're not real. Sun bears are the world's smallest bear species. In a statement, the zoo insists that people just don't understand their behavior. People think that that's a person in a suit. That is a living animal. That's a bear.
They're odd-looking bears.
They are,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
especially
the smallest
like that.
Species mm-hmm. out there, you know, and they just have a weird kind of shape and look to them. But I'm not jumping in the cage with them.
No, I don't think so. Something cute, I think they hold their babies with both hands, like a human.
Yeah.
So if you see that, you're going to be even more convinced that it's not a real bear and it's a human. But no, it's a bear. Sun bear.
Sun bears.
Yeah.
It's been 16 days since friends and family have seen Alicia Watts. Coming up in our next half hour of news, we have new details. Well, we've learned about her boyfriend's criminal history.
And this is a live look at Lewisburg. We are under a level one risk for severe storms today. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth will tell us when we can expect to see some rain.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are still tracking some pretty big traffic backups. Brian Schrader has a look at NC 540 right now, Brian.
Leaving the Apex area, heading up into Cary on the northbound side of NC 540, going to run into some big delays right around the 64 interchange all the way out toward Green Level West Road because of an earlier crash that took out that overhead sign there. Two right lanes remain blocked. If you are trying to get to northbound NC 540, try to pick it up from the Green Level West Road interchange. Once you're there, you're looking in like you're in pretty good shape heading up toward Morrisville Parkway. But coming in from Apex, you are going to run into some heavy delays. Also, heavy delays in West Raleigh with a crash reported on eastbound or inbound Wade Avenue right around Blue Ridge Road. Those backups begin around the I-40 split and also getting reports of a crash now on 40 westbound right around Airport Boulevard, Amy.
We have a level one risk for severe storms today, mainly from the Triangle and points to the south and east. The biggest threats would be some strong, damaging winds. But beautiful outside right now. This is a live look at Pinehurst at the Resort and Country Club. This is a beautiful morning for a game of golf. And this afternoon, most of you will be okay, but some storms possible south and east to the Triangle. 68 in Roxborough, partly cloudy skies, sunny in Fayetteville, 71. We have some clouds in Sanford with a temperature of 70. So feeling pretty comfortable outside. We should stay dry for the next several hours, but some storms possible this afternoon, especially south and east of the Triangle with highs in the upper 80s. Michelle.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Tonight, family and friends of a Moore County woman who vanished more than 2 weeks ago will gather for a vigil. Alicia Watts was last seen July 16th. Tonight's vigil for Watts is happening at 7 o'clock in Southern Pines. And with the World Cup underway on Fox 50, our local news continues on WRL News Plus. You can find it on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257 or on the WRL app.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A level one risk for severe storms for a good part of the viewing area today. I'll show you when these storms start to develop coming up.
We have a number of crashes right now around the Triangle, tracking some big delays. I'll show you the biggest trouble spots, which areas to avoid.
And police are still searching for a Moore County woman who disappeared 16 days ago. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will break down what we've learned about her boyfriend's criminal history as family and friends prepare to gather for a vigil.
A break, a shot at the post. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible how close it was with the U.S. women being eliminated, but they were not.
Goodness.
It was a close call against Portugal. We'll tell you what it means for the chances moving forward. And spoiler alerts, the tie was good enough to do it to move forward.
They are.
Don't quite know who they're going to play yet.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it all out in due time. Glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I watched that in real time this morning, and we were all like, oh, and then they missed it. And we're like, okay, all right, they're good. They're good. So not the most exciting way to end, but you know, it kind of is because they're moving forward.
That
so that's all that matters.
Squeaking by.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got to talk about the weather. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth standing by. Another WREL weather alert, severe risk for today, Amy.
Right, we have a level one risk for severe storms from around the triangle and points to the east and southeast. The biggest threats today would be some damaging winds and the potential for some heavy rain. I think most of the activity is going to be south of the triangle. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're fine for the next few hours. This is a new run of Futurecast. Earlier, it was showing some isolated activity at noon. Now it has backed off on that. At 2 o'clock, just a couple of showers and storms south and east. So again, a lot of you could stay dry today with the focus being here in our southern and eastern counties. And with this latest run that's just in, it's painting a drier picture even for our southern communities. Still, we'll have some energy, so we could see an isolated severe storm. This is a live look at North Hills. Look how pretty that blue sky is. It is gorgeous this morning. Temperatures are in the upper 60s to low 70s across the area today, and temperatures will stay pretty comfortable. We'll be in the low 80s by about 11 o'clock this morning. A few storms this afternoon. Not everybody gets the rain, but temperatures stay pretty nice with highs in the upper 80s. Brian.
Amy, it is now 8:32, and we've been following breaking news this morning over on the western side of Wake County with a crash involving a tractor trailer that took out that big overhead sign on the northbound side of NC 540 at the Green Level West Road interchange. This is a look at the latest image from that traffic camera there. Still have two lanes blocked on the northbound side. Here's some video from the WREL breaking news tracker shot just a little while ago. We're still working to learn more about exactly what happened out there. No word on injuries at this point, but it does look like the DOT has a pretty big repair job on its hands, trying to get that sign back over that northbound side of NC 540. They were also checking the bridge out. Apparently, it's all right. Traffic is still flowing over the bridge this morning, but those two right lanes on NC 540 could be closed for quite a while. The way that particular interchange is configured, if you can get to 540 from Green Level West Road, you're in good shape heading up to Morrisville Parkway. But if you pick it up from 64 in Apex, you're going to run into some pretty heavy delays. And again, it's going to be a while before they're able to reopen all those lanes. Reports of a crash this morning on 40 westbound between Aviation Parkway and Airport Boulevard. We're picking up an 8-minute delay overall on that westbound trip from Wade Avenue to 540. A couple other crashes I'm watching as well in Raleigh. One on the inbound side or eastbound side of Wade Avenue right around Blue Ridge Road. Heavy delays begin around the I-40 interchange, and that's starting to build on back toward Harrison Avenue. So expect some slowdowns in that area. You might consider heading down toward Chapel Hill Road and coming into West Raleigh from there using I-40. A little bit of good news, though, on the northwest side of Raleigh, an earlier crash at Glenwood and Ebenezer Church Road appears to be well in the clearing stages now. A lot of the delays we were seeing on that outbound side have started to ease up.
Thanks, Brian. Alicia Watts' family and friends will come together for a vigil tonight as they hold on to hope that she'll somehow return home safe. The search for the missing Moore County woman is now in its third week. WRL's Kelsey Coffey has new developments we are learning about Watts' boyfriend.
Watts' family is still searching for answers today, now 16 days since she was last seen with her boyfriend James Dunmore in Charlotte. Her family, friends, and community members will gather here in Southern Pines for a vigil tonight, praying that she'll return home safe. We've learned new information about how Watts' boyfriend has a violent criminal record in Virginia. WREL obtained court records that show Dunmore was convicted for abduction, stalking, assault, and battery. Watts was last seen on July 16th. 2 days later, Dunmore was found unresponsive in her SUV. The next day, Watts' family filed a missing persons report. Her cousin, Gwendolyn Utley, says she believes Dunmore holds the key to where Alicia is.
Just the charges alone already let you know that now we're dealing with a criminal.
Police still haven't released any information about where Dunmore is or his condition. That vigil will be here on New York Avenue in Southern Pines tonight at 7 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Moore County.
Breaking news. Also this morning, we have learned a man shot in southern Wake County has died, and another man is charged with murder. Lawrence Menegay is charged with killing 30-year-old Cody Armstrong. The shooting happened around 7 last night on Panther Lake Road in Willow Spring. WRO Breaking News Tracker was there. Sheriff's deputies, fire crews, state troopers, and animal control were all working that scene. A second man was also shot and is still in the hospital this morning.
Well, breaking news, the U.S. women's soccer team is moving on in the World Cup, but it did not come easy. Their game with Portugal ended a few hours ago in a 0-0 draw. Portugal nearly scored with just a few minutes left in the game, but they hit the goalpost. The U.S. was able to keep the ball out and move on in the tournament. The U.S. finished second in their group and will advance to the round of 16. Following the match, Kelly O'Hara shared some strong words with the team.
I told the team, like, listen, we did what we had to do. We're moving on. Group stage is done. This is over. It's in the rear view. We have our next game in front of us, and that's the only one that matters. And again, maybe we didn't do it the way we wanted to or planned on doing it, but we're advancing. And this is the World Cup, and that's all that matters. So we got to be looking forward and only focus on that.
They are advancing. Their next game will be Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We'll find out tomorrow who they'll play. You can watch that game on Fox 50.
People will come together later in Roxborough to remember two teenage best friends who were killed in a crash. The get-together will happen at a McDonald's on Madison Boulevard at 8:45 tonight. Authorities say Jordan Humphrey and Isaac Bowen were killed Saturday morning on Shiloh Road near Dorothy Brooks Lane. A driver in another car, identified as Stephen Moore, crossed over the center line. Moore is facing multiple charges, including DWI. Investigators say three others were in the car with the teens, including Bowen's brother, Tyler, who is recovering in the hospital.
Today, a federal grand jury considering another indictment against former President Donald Trump is expected to reconvene in Washington, D.C. The grand jury is looking into alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is predicting that he'll face charges in that case any day now. This comes as Mar-a-Lago's property manager was in federal court in Florida yesterday. Carlos de Oliveira is the newest co-defendant in the special counsel's criminal case, charging Trump and his staff with mishandling classified information. He did not enter a formal plea and was released on bond.
Meantime, Michelle, Trump's efforts to stop a criminal investigation in Georgia have been rejected. A judge yesterday rejected a motion to disqualify Fulton County DA Fani Willis and to bury a special purpose grand jury report into alleged interference in the 2020 election. Willis is expected to present her case to a grand jury by September 1st. She says her work is accomplished and her team is ready to go.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office wants to know how a dog ended up with burns on over 60% of its body. Animal Control says the dog, named Choppa, disappeared from a home in Apex last Wednesday. A day later, officers found the dog suffering from severe burns. Even with extensive emergency treatment, Choppa's condition worsened and he was humanely euthanized on Friday. Authorities are asking anyone who may know what happened to Choppa to call the Sheriff's Office. Today, new rules for Wake County parents who want a bigger say in what students are taught could be approved. The Wake County School Board will vote today on a new policy for parents' objections to books and other classroom materials. It includes organizing two groups that will consider a parent's complaint, as well as an appeal process. The full school board would need to approve before the rules take effect. This comes as national debate grows over how much power parents should have over their child's education. And tonight is National Night Out. Police departments here and across the country will be hosting events to promote good relationships between law enforcement and the communities they serve. Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and Fayetteville police are among the departments hosting block parties, cookouts, and other events. Nearly 30 events are scheduled in Raleigh alone. You can find a full list of events on our website, WRL.com, by searching National Night Out.
Mega Millions craze has grown now to Mega Billions. As of right now, the jackpot's an estimated $1.05 billion. If you get lucky and you match all the numbers, you could take home nearly $530 million in cash. You can watch the drawing live tonight on WRAL.
Well, coming up, racing will get back underway soon at Churchill Downs despite a series of horse deaths at the tracks. The changes the company has made, all in an effort to keep the animals safe. Plus,
I'm
Remembering the life and legacy of Pee-wee Herman, actor Paul Reubens.
And this is a live look at Goldsboro this morning. We could see some showers and storms develop later on this afternoon. We'll check back in with meteorologist Amy Wilmoth on what time they could move into the area. Welcome back. This is a live look over Fayetteville this morning. Some nice sunny skies there. A couple clouds. Sunny for now, that's for sure. We could see some rain move into our area later on. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth tracking everything for us. That has a look at the radar right now.
Things are quiet right now, but we do have a low pressure system south and east of us. So the closer you get to this center of circulation, the better your rain chances will be this afternoon. The best chance will be over our southeastern counties. High pressure is going to settle in, though, over the next 24 hours or so. It's going to deliver some drier air, and you'll really start to feel the difference beginning tomorrow, maybe even as early as today in our northern counties. 72 is the current temperature at RDU. The dew point 67, not too bad. About a 20% chance for a shower over the next several hours. About a 30% chance by 1 o'clock, maybe a 40% chance by 3 o'clock, although some of the new model data coming in is painting a drier picture. Still think the best chance for rain will be over our southern and southeastern counties where we have a little bit more moisture to work with. Dew points a little bit higher down here. In our northern counties, the dew points will stay in the 50s today, so I think it's going to stay dry in our northern communities, but we will still have some humidity down here to the south. So an isolated shower or storm in our southern counties today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, some drier air moving in. Dew points will be down into the 50s and low 60s, so it should be pretty comfortable. And then Thursday, we'll see a little bit of a bump up in the humidity. Dew points will be back into the 60s, and we'll have another chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms. For today, we have a 40% chance for storms. The best chance will be over our southern counties. Wednesday, we do not expect rain. The humidity is going to drop. We'll have partly cloudy skies. And then Thursday, about a 30% chance for a shower storm during the afternoon and evening. Not everybody getting the rain. And for today, again, I think the best chance is going to be in our southern counties. If you want to do some outdoor exercise, things are really quiet right now. It feels good, too. We'll be in the low 80s by about 11 o'clock. Then dodging a few storms this afternoon, our high temperature gets up to 87. So not bad today. Temperatures staying below our normal, which is 90. A look at the tropics. We do still have this system. It's not a tropical system just yet. It has a 40 to 50% chance of development over the next week or so. The models indicate that this is going to continue moving to the north and then curve to the north and east, moving away from the United States, so we don't have to worry about that system. Today, we do have that level one risk. We'll keep an eye on the radar. It'll be isolated severe storms, mainly in our southern counties. 88 tomorrow. It should be a pretty comfortable day tomorrow. Just a slim chance for storms Thursday. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s, below normal still. Same thing on Friday. Temperatures start to creep back up into the 90s over the weekend, though. We'll have a high of 90 on Saturday, up to 93 on Sunday, Brian.
All right. It is now 8:47. Still watching these delays on the western side of Wake County, heading out of Apex up to Cary on northbound 540. Crash blocking two right lanes right around Green Level West Road. If you can pick up 540 from there on that northbound side, you're in good shape. But the delays on 540 northbound now begin around 64 in Apex, and it likely won't be cleared for quite a while. So consider using 55 up to Green Level West Road, and then from there, head back to 540. Some of the other slowdowns I'm watching around the triangle, coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound, an earlier crash around New Hope Road, still seeing a 6-minute delay, especially between the Hodge Road area out toward 440. On 440 westbound, backups because of a disabled vehicle reported right around the Glenwood Avenue interchange, as well as just the usual congestion around the Capitol Boulevard area. From 87 to Wade Avenue, we're now looking at a 12-minute backup. And on 40 westbound, heading away from the Wade Avenue interchange out toward the airport, report of a crash around an Airport Boulevard, seeing an 8-minute slowdown overall.
Thanks, Brian. Fans all around the world are mourning the death of actor Paul Reubens, best known as Pee-wee Herman. He died Sunday night after a cancer diagnosis, battled it for 6 years. He was only 70 years old. Reubens really was a huge piece of childhood for a lot of folks of a certain age who grew up in the 80s, have fond memories of Pee-wee's Playhouse on Saturday mornings, also his Big Adventure movies.
Chapel Hill's new town manager will be on the job today. The town council appointed Chris Blue to the position last week. Today is his official start day. Blue has been serving as interim town manager since January, and before this role, he was chief of the Chapel Hill Police Department for 12 years.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper is hosting an event to celebrate the state's title as CNBC's top state for business in 2023. CNBC gave North Carolina the honor last month for the second year in a row. The top ranking pointed out solid economic growth, a healthy housing market, and our highly educated workforce in the state. The governor is hosting business and education leaders for the celebration this afternoon at Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte.
The owner of Taz's convenience store in downtown Raleigh is out of jail this morning. Tasir Zarqa has been indicted on second-degree murder after he was accused of stabbing 27-year-old Mark Garrity to death. He was released on a $1 million bond. Zarqa is currently under electronic monitoring. Witnesses say Zarqa attacked Garrity after accusing him of stealing from his store. Zarqa faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Well, good news for thousands of people across the area who are covered by the state health plan. If you're still working, your premiums will not go up next year. If you qualify for Medicare plans, the Humana plan will not increase either. Medicare recipients need to actively choose this plan during open enrollment. And this is the last year that Blue Cross Blue Shield will administer the state health plan. In 2025, control transfers to Aetna. Well, members of the Professional Durham Firefighters Union are raising concerns about employees leaving the department. Eight members of the Durham Fire Department have left the job since late June. Four of them got out of firefighting altogether. Chief Robert Zoldo says the department currently has 36 vacancies. The city is working on a compensation study, which will make a difference.
The Durham Fire Department has a level of professionalism, a level of training, and a level of activity that really attracts firefighters to us. We have to catch up and get with the market on that, on the pay part.
The Durham Fire Department has its biggest recruiting school ever, starting this month with 68 total hires, including some firefighters who have moved laterally from other departments.
After 2 months of testimony in the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial, the case will likely be handed over to the jury today. The jury has already determined that Robert Bowers did it, killed 11 worshipers at the synagogue in 2018. Now they have to figure out, will he spend life in prison without the possibility of parole or face the death penalty? In June, Bowers was found guilty of 63 charges, including dozens of hate crimes and civil rights offenses. An investigation is underway after a lifeguard found a man's body inside a barrel at Malibu Lagoon State Beach in California. The drum was first spotted at the lagoon Sunday afternoon. Sanitation workers found it in the water and brought it to shore. High tide rolled in and carried that drum back out into the water. And on Monday, a lifeguard spotted it floating, swam out, brought it back to shore again. The lifeguard opened the barrel and discovered the body inside. It is not clear how long that barrel was there or what the cause of death is determined to be. Churchill Downs says racing will start up again in September. The announcement comes in the wake of a series of horse deaths. 12 horses have died since March 30th, many of them euthanized after suffering injuries while racing. In June, the company temporarily suspended all racing to review its protocols. The company says it's made changes, including upgrading infrastructure, increasing veterinary oversight, and establishing a new safety.
A house in Fayetteville needs to be repaired this morning after it was struck by lightning. It happened yesterday afternoon. You can see the damage left behind in the Rayconda neighborhood. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Well, Johnston County Schools is helping families get ready for the coming school year with their summer information fair. The fair is happening from 1 to 7 today at Clayton Middle School, Smithfield Selma High, Princeton High, and West Johnston High. The event gives parents a chance to enroll their student, ensure their bus transportation, and get information about school nutrition and communication services.
Orange County's outdoor concert series for families gets started tomorrow night. The Wind Down Wednesdays series is happening at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. The shows will start at 6 each Wednesday night in August. And the series kicks off tomorrow night with a performance from Marie Vanderbeck's Jazz Trio.
Now the NFL season's right around the corner, and if you want to take a look at the 2023 Carolina Panthers and Charlotte's just a little too far, you can catch FanFest right here on WREL Wednesday at 7 o'clock. You'll see number one overall pick quarterback Bryce Young and the rest of the team practice to get you ready for the 2023 season and get you excited. WREL's Pat Welter will be there to cover the event. We'll have live reports before and after.
Can't believe it's here already.
I know.
Tomorrow. Can't wait for FanFest. Before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic for you up next.